It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's first poem is a poem by Jerry Maguire, who teaches in the English department at University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and this poem is a poem from his new book of poems, Venus Transit, Finally a Bouquet, which has an epigraph from Louis Zukofsky's Privet. Lee, gust, strum, ovale, folium, loop, leaf, nodes, winter, ice jewel. Jerry Maguire's Finally a Bouquet. The rose blinks open. It expresses, unhiding itself like a pretty boa, and everything else takes its place in perspective. No one so old but sizzles his blood at it, originates and complicates bold new blood. Even the baby's breath next door is held dearly at this, its leverage of light. Little petal, goad yourself for something good. It's the eyes, hearts shock your captive. Delicate paws make us rock together like one sweet chair. And the witness that emotes, you should, isn't it too late to let that hound you? Just open like an eye, a poem, a melancholy song. Open like you've never opened anything before yourself. Pull the petals back and bend carefully with whatever breeze of what quiet horn has your eyes, ears tingling there, where everything you open now in you is just what everything else opens itself into. And the second poem, Travail, by Jack B. Bedell from his new book, Bone Hollow True. Travail. Handling serpents doesn't impress me. I've done it too often to feel any real breath on my neck from the act. I've come home too many spring mornings from the marsh at the back of my neighborhood with a pillowcase full of snakes snatched from the water's edge, thrown them on the cool concrete under the carport to set while I ate lunch, then spilled the slow curves out between my feet to see what I'd caught. Snakes of all colors and moods, copperheads, moccasins, pygmy rattlers, angry hog noses. I've held them all, fangs or not, and lived fine. No, there's no real trial to serpents. They're too easy to stun with cold or the throb of a three-piece band pulsing in the boards of some old church. That row of mason jars full of strychnine, though, all crystal clear and lined up on the altar, that there is a different kind of test altogether. No matter how cold or loud the church is, it sits there still, willing to wait for you to work up the nerve to snatch a jar off the wood and hoist it over the dancing crowd, unscrew its lid, and tilt it toward your lips, knowing your muscles are going to cramp so tight they'll lock down on your lungs, the trismus spreading with every stomp. And when that liquid slithers down your throat into the cul-de-sac of your stomach, there's not but a couple of ways to pass through that kind of test to the other side. Both of them involve pain and grace. Only one offers a tomorrow.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Daryl Bourke.